broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
We got groovy new music. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Autograph.
Yeah. Yeah. Shotgun's going on.
Now, this is an end groovy.
Chuck worked on this week.
Nope. You didn't?
Nope.
Bob walked in and said, I want this song.
Hey, how many JoJo fries you got in there?
I got a whole bucket full.
Bucket of JoJo's.
Who's working tonight?
A JoJo's item. What a Courtney's cheerleader.
Oh, perfect.
Trying to get some brownie points, I think.
Yeah. Stock market down 166 today.
Ooh. Yep, I guess I won't retire.
Nope.
You're done.
Keep working, Neil.
Keep working, Spencey.
Yep.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee on Wednesday night, 8:10.
Fee, what do you know, buddy?
Not much. Not much. Got cold on us here. What happened?
Yeah, man.
60 yesterday, 30 today. What's cold?
70.
Yeah, well, yesterday 70 was unbelievable.
Yesterday. That was unbelievable.
Too windy, but
yeah,
it was okay.
It was perfect.
We'll take her. We'll take a few of them.
We're joined here by Mr. Brian Patch, the head coach of the Lady Indians. Coach, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How's it going, Coach?
Good, Fee.
It's that time, ain't it?
We're here. Second season.
Strap them up, baby.
It's time for the second season.
And we're going to talk to Coach Patch tonight. And we got Coach Bayshore calling in at 8:30. Brian's going to stick around here till he gets tired, falls asleep on us.
Tired of us.
And then at 9 o'clock, Mindy Bupp is bringing the state qualifying swimmers up to the old radio show.
So they're going
to be excited. And Patch, you probably know more than I do, but I think they're walking through the school tomorrow morning or something, and then they're heading up. You don't know nothing about it?
Don't know anything about it, but I would hope they'd do something like that to honor them and get a good send-off. So, yeah.
Yeah, they leave. I mean, they swim at like 5. So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
is this all one day thing again? Or
no.
Or is this
preliminaries tomorrow and finals.
Qualify. The champions
tomorrow. Yep.
So big weekend for the swimmers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're excited, and we're all excited for them.
It's pretty awesome.
I don't know anything about it.
It's really
going to
be, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But we start with Coach Brian Patch. And, Coach, we wrapped up the regular season with another victory and went up to Macomb. And let's move back a little bit. Let's talk about the Minster game.
Dandy.
It was a great basketball game. 38-35.
A lot of fun to watch.
The little Hoeing girl hits a three from the corner at the buzzer. But all in all, the effort there, you had to be happy with that.
Yeah,
it was one of those things where, probably to be honest, I was probably happier about that game than probably some of the ones we've actually won, to be honest, just because, some of the games we've won, we just were the better team and you're kind of expected to win. And we kind of went through the motions a little bit, I thought, on some of those games. And those are the ones as a coach, as, Fee can attest to as a being a coach, you kind of hate those games when they just go through the motions. And, I would rather see us play hard and all the time. And if you happen to lose a game, you lose it. But, from the standpoint of how we played, I was really happy with our effort, and our execution was good for the most part. There's just some of those games that are good to have, especially right before tournament time, to kind of get you ready to go. And, hopefully, you're all right there.
We lost him. He's down.
Choked him up.
Now the Fee Show.
Down the wrong pipe.
I was gone.
But, it's just one of those things. Hopefully we'll be able to see him again in tournament time and be ready to go. So, but it was a fun game to coach in, and I know the kids all talked about afterwards. It was a fun game to play in. And
two good teams and good atmosphere.
Good atmosphere. Absolutely. Our crowd was awesome. Our student section and senior night, we honored three great seniors of ours. And, it was just one of those that the atmosphere was a great thing. And, the game was good. And it was just an overall nice night for us. It would have been nice if we could have got the win. But, from the standpoint of the coaching part, we were very happy with our kids. So,
Coach, you, at the end of that game, Well, let's go back to the beginning, the starting lineup with Kai. And, you know, she didn't get a play, and she has that stress fracture. And her status is questionable, right, at best?
She's out until probably next, probably Friday.
Okay.
If we can get by Saturday and get by Thursday next week, then Friday would be her first night.
She might go after
practice. So.
She, that was real emotional for everybody.
It was.
And, you know, you just... For you, Coach, as you sit there, and there's a great picture of you and her right after the, I think it was right after we came out, and it's just you two sitting on the bench, and she's kind of got her head towards you, leaning over towards you a little bit, and you're like, and I thought that was just a really great picture of a girl leaning against her coach, and her coach there for her, and that was just, you know, I had to be kind of emotional for you too. Because these kids are like your kids.
Right. You know, it definitely was. And, you know, especially one that has, you know, put a ton of time and effort into it, as what Kaya has, you know, being a senior. You know, even if it's the opposing team, you never want to see seniors hurt as a senior, knowing that, you know, that's their last chance. And, you know, everything, you know, looking back as a player, you know, everything that, it, you know, the sports and your teammates and being involved like that means to you. You never want to see that happen, especially when it's one of your own that you really care about, like you said, almost like your own kids. And, you know, it was just hard, you know, for her, because she's been really good for us all year.
She has been.
And, you know, now is when, you know, a little selfishness, but for your team, you want things to be clicking right now. And when you're losing one of your, you know, your main starters, and one of us played a ton of minutes and did a lot of good things for us, you know, especially early on, and everything she's given us, it was tough kind of, you know, not to see, you know, her out there, especially knowing in that game that, you know, if we could have had her, you know, what the difference possibly could have made for us. And, you know, it was just tough for her knowing that, you know, she couldn't be out there on her senior night too. And so, you know, she started crying, and it, you know, it kind of got a little tough, you know, and I sat there and gave her a little hug a little bit and tried to talk her, you know, a little bit to try to get her mind off of it. And, but, you know, she's a great kid. And, you know, like I said, it was just kind of a bad situation for her.
If you look at, and we'll, let's just talk about the other two seniors and before we start talking about tournament trail. Carly Stone she's a dynamic player. And I think was she first team or second team all league?
First all MAC and second all district.
And then she made district all star team.
Correct.
Yep. And Grace was first team and
right.
And them two girls, when they're on it, they're really special.
Really
players.
Good.
And when you look at the Minster game and see that we're missing them girls, and I just thought them girls, their level of their play was a little higher, a little more intense. And I thought on Saturday at Macomb, it was the same deal. I thought these two are stepping up because they kind of know this is it.
This is it, yeah.
You know?
Well, I think, you know, it hits home to the seniors, especially this time of year. You know, we talked about that a little bit in tournament time. You know, we're getting to the point where, you know, now it's no longer, well, we got tomorrow. It's another game. We got, you know, the next day, because there's no guarantees of next days. And, you know, you lose and you're done and your career's over. And, you know, you look back and hopefully, you know, you don't have regrets. And that was kind of the stuff we've kind of talked about, is not just for those seniors, but also for the underclassmen. You know, basically don't look back and say, wow, I wish I would have played harder for, you know, our team or our seniors. And, you know, because we do have a close-knit group of kids, and, you know, they do care about each other. And, you know, it's just kind of human nature to kind of have that regret. And so we kind of wanted to, you know, make sure we kind of hit on that, of, you know, making sure that, you know, understand that it's getting to that point now. There are no tomorrows, and you got to take advantage of the opportunities. And I think now as seniors, they realize that. And I know Kaya definitely setting out, you know, if you saw her tweet today, you know, she tweeted out a few hours ago something about you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And knowing that, you know, as a senior now, that she's missed out on some of that. And so, you know, I think it's kind of tore her up a lot. And, you know, I think Grace and Carly kind of understand that, seeing one of their best friends and teammates setting out and realizing that, you know, we better give it everything we got. So,
well, I think you've got that. I mean, your seniors are playing at a high level, and it's just fun to watch right now. And, you know, like you said, it's a one and done now. And, you've got some young girls but they've got so much experience under them that you got to feel pretty confident going in that we can make a good run here.
Oh, I mean, I think we got all the pieces of being, you know, a good team in tournament. And, you know, it just comes down to, as we talk tonight.
If your daughter ever shoots it.
She had a couple of pretty good shots on Saturday, I thought.
No, she don't shoot enough.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Well, I know, and we go through that, and Gracie was in here a couple weeks ago, I think, and, you know, and then she's like, sometimes I shoot too much. No, you shoot the damn thing. When you're open, shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody like that doesn't shoot enough. That's the thing.
Well, she's kind of doing that now. I think that she's starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I thought the Minster game, she actually was taking it to the hole and hit a couple big pull-ups, you know, and boy, she needs to do that. She needs to do that a little bit more. And I don't know what you're thinking in the tournament, but man, she was hot. And I know she was running through a lot of screens. It looked like you were trying to set stuff up for her, you know, to get her open. And hopefully we can dial something in and get them girls clicking.
Well, we changed a little bit of our offense for that Minster game and tried to make some tweaks a little bit, knowing that we wanted to get her more touches. And I thought she did a good job of being aggressive and trying to score a little bit more. And her teammates were trying to get her open. And, you know, Saturday that kind of carried over a little bit. We saw some zones and, you know, she's able to hit a lot of shots against zone when she finds some gaps. And, you know, Saturday against Ada, we'll see a lot of zone as well. And so, you know, hopefully she'll come out and we can move the basketball as good as we did today in practice and, you know, be able to get some good looks for her and some, you know, things inside as well. So
we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm?
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up this week. On Thursday, the Indian swim team will make their first ever appearance in the state preliminaries in Canton at 5 o'clock. The teams, with Sophie Timmerman, Ava Bupp, Alexis Bupp, Paige Fortkamp, and Cassie Martin, will compete in four events. The 200 freestyle relay, 200 medley relay, 400 freestyle relay, and Cassie Martin will compete individually in the 50 freestyle. If they qualify for the finals in any of those events, those will take place on Friday at 5 p.m. in Canton. On Friday night, the Indians boys will host New Knoxville in their final game of the regular season, and it's senior night for the boys and the cheerleaders. As of now, there will be no radio stations covering that game. On Saturday, the girls begin their tournament run. They'll play Ada at Allen East at 8 p.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Swim team in Canton for the state meet on Thursday at 5, and then again on Friday if they qualify in any of their events. End of the regular season for the boys on Friday night as they host New Knoxville on senior night. And the beginning of the tournament for the girls on Saturday night at 8 o'clock as they'll play Ada at Allen East. Get to these events this week to support our girls and boys Indians teams. They appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm. jump with Van Halen, Pete.
We are jumping. We're going to jump down the tournament trail.
We are. Are you a Van Halen fan, Patchy?
That's way before my time, Bubba.
Huh? It is not.
What are you, 12?
Hey, it's way after my
time. I listen to this song, but this song usually on when the Cubs played on WGN, because that's about all the channels we ever got at our house.
I'm gonna knock
black and white TV.
Black and white, yeah, with the rabbit ears.
Unbelievable.
We were poor country kids. We didn't have anything.
Were you guys poor?
Yeah.
We only had 3 channels on TV.
Four.
That's all we had growing up. Yep.
55.
Great.
2, 7, 30. That's not bad. I had
2. 21. Well, hey, we're back here. Sports Talk 825 on Wednesday night.
25.
Kind of cool out.
It is.
Oh, jelly. Look, jelly. We got a winter storm watch.
It is. It's not nice. Had 1 o'clock. Some ice.
1 o'clock from 10 o'clock in the morning. Could have a delay tomorrow.
Automatic.
Okay.
Interesting. How was practice today?
Good. Really good, actually.
Good one. Okay, so let's break her down, Coach. We got the Bulldogs coming in with a poor record. A conference that's really down a little bit. If we go in there and take care of business, this should be a sectional championship. Agree?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Anything special? I'm sure they watched Gracie, so they could come in a box and one on Gracie.
They could, and that's stuff that we'll plan for and work on in practice. Just because now at tournament, you can really never know. But so far in everything we've seen, they've just played a lot of. They've done some press and then on made buckets and then fall back to 2-3 zone and really kind of pack it in. So,
do they have anybody that can handle our tall girls?
They have some decent sized kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Macomb, it was another one of those games that it was just a blah game, you know? We drive up there 6 hours. We get on the ferry at Lake Erie.
It's a third of that.
And it's just a tough game to play.
We had passports.
We had to get our passports down here up there at Macomb.
But thanks, guys.
Actually, it wasn't that bad a drive.
I think our kids slept most of the way, and we... Jeff and I talked a lot, most of it all the way up.
I took a big duke at the rest area on 75.
75?
Beautiful.
I love
too much
Twitter
information.
That's why I told him that at the game now. I love the Twitter updates by Bubba all the way up.
Well, I had to get my car serviced. Sorry about that,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, zap me.
She was pinging.
Mm.
Something, in that Durango, it's got some issues.
Oil.
had you thought of getting it checked out before you left by a trustworthy mechanic?
My sticker fell off.
Ooh.
So I had no idea. Phone and then
call me.
Yeah. Oh, he has that in the computer.
It's all on record.
But I'm on the road. What am I going to do, Pat?
What about Thursday? Couldn't you check with him on
43.95. Peel's Automotive.
43.95. Not too bad.
What is it at Hastings Good Service?
25.
It's listen little, to that, folks. It's 43.95. Peel's Automotive. $25 Hastings Auto Sales. I'm giving you a plug.
And nice. Picks it up, drops it off.
Brings her back.
And
washes her up, windows.
They vacuum the floor.
Vacuum the floor out for you.
Unbelievable service you get by Fee.
Yeah.
That's a lie. I've never cleaned my floor.
Yep. Grab her up.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
How about detailing her sometime?
You can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Charge me?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Sucks. I hate Hastings Auto. Who does your service work?
Hastings Auto.
Guess where I get my stuff done?
Mm-hmm. Ivan.
Well, I would if Hastings wasn't there, because Ivan's good too. But
I love Ivan. I like Ivan better than Harold.
A little bit. I don't.
A little bit.
I like them both very well.
I like Ivan better than me.
If you take your stuff to Ivan, you don't have to do it.
That's right.
That's right.
You take, just like the barbers, exchange haircuts, exchange oil.
Coach, let's break the bracket down a little bit.
Where's your first game? Allen East.
Great. Stop that little Mexican joint.
You perfect.
Unless we go up to Finley, then we'll just make that a whole day. We got options.
I like it.
Finley? I like options. Yep. Allen East, a nice little gym.
Did you make the leader run last week?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd we do?
I made a little bit.
Did you? All right.
I would have made 100, but I put $75 on last hand.
Ugh. Got greedy, didn't you?
I did. I'm so dumb.
Hey, but gamble. If you'd have made it.
You guys ever gamble?
Once in Vegas.
You and wifey went to Vegas?
Yeah, she actually had graduated college, and we went there with six other couples.
Here's what we're going to do. as soon as this is all said and done, baseball, we're going to take our wives and we're going to go to the casino, spend the night, and just fart around one night. You in or out?
It's awesome.
He'll check with his wife.
I hate gambling, though.
We're not going to gamble.
I hate gambling.
You're going to gamble, Bob.
I'll gamble.
Maybe a little. Because I hate losing money.
You're tight as a drum.
Unless it comes to food, then I'm in.
Oh, we'll eat good.
I don't worry about that.
We'll get the steakhouse in there.
The tournament draw, this is a year where we're back down D4, Coach, and Minster's on the bottom, and Bremen surprisingly went that way. They had I think Minster beat them by 3. And they just thought, you know what? We kind of got them pretty good.
We drilled them, yeah.
They didn't like that matchup with Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
So they went that way, and here we are. So talk a little bit about the brackets and how they shaped up and your anticipation that Bremen and Minster are going to play each other.
You would assume so, yeah.
And us and St. Henry are going to play each other.
Probably, yeah.
Did you go and watch Ridgemont Parkway? Or?
No.
No.
And so you win the first overtime. One, who, we got St. Henry, this next one? That would be your second game?
Yeah, we got to beat Ada, and then we play the winner of St. Henry and Ridgemont.
Now, do they play Saturday night after
They
us?
Play before us. Before we're us. The late game, so they play before us. So we'll take we'll take the team and go up there and watch that one, and Jeff and I will scout and get ready for that one as well, and which we already have tons of film on that stuff as well, and so we'll be prepared.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
I like it. So we would. So you're looking at. Is that like an all MAC district then? More than likely.
If everything holds true with seed, it which should be an all MAC district. Yeah.
Yep. St. Henry would be tough too. I mean, we don't want to overlook them. I think we played pretty well against them.
What's their record?
Played them.
They are. I think maybe 11, 12 wins or so. I can find
a little above 500 then.
They
Hey, what was the souvenir you brought home from Vegas?
They are 13-9.
When you guys went. Did you bring a souvenir home?
I don't recall why.
I got a text that said ask you about a souvenir you brought home from Vegas.
What, did he get some new underwear? What happened?
I don't know. Is that my wife?
Is it Olivia? Was it Olivia?
Should I send your message? Oh. Whoa. What was that?
I don't know.
Sending a message.
St. Henry had 13 wins, by the way. I don't know what it brought home. That's a good question. If that was her, ask her.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I bet it was Olivia. When's her birthday? When's Olivia's birthday?
January.
She's a little sweetheart, ain't she?
Most of the time.
She don't shoot enough. Hey, we got a call.
Hey, all right. Got a caller.
Good evening. You are on Sports Talk. Who do we have here?
It's Coach Bayshore. How are you?
Coach Bayshore, how are you, my friend?
Good. I don't sound like I'm in a tunnel like Patch did last week, do I?
Was that the worst call ever?
That was bad.
Hey, Coach, now. That was unbelievable. What'd you call, talk, what kind of phone you got?
That buzzer's going off.
It's an iPhone. AT&T. It was embarrassing.
People. I thought he was calling in an airstrike or something.
Coach, hey, we got a... first of all, thanks for calling. Let's talk a little bit about the... Friday night in New Knoxville, and Coach, you know, this is your first year here, and you know, you were blessed to have three, I don't care what kind of basketball players you are, but man, they're great kids.
And
for a guy who just gets here to have them three, you got to feel pretty lucky.
Yeah, you know, this is my 13th year doing this, and you know, my wife and I were just talking about this tonight. The saddest part about this season is I don't get to coach those three boys after the tournament's over. I mean, you can't act, like you said, the three of them together are three of the nicest young men you'll ever be around. You know, the three of them never back talk you in practice. They never roll their eyes at you in practice. They just do what you ask them to do. And the thing I think I'm most proud about of the three of them, as the year's gone along, they've all become more vocal as far as being leaders. You know, that's something that I asked of them pretty early on. It's something that the three of them necessarily wasn't their specialty, but there's been times throughout the season where they've all stepped up in a huddle or something and said something to their other teammates and really got us going. But I mean, there's nobody that works harder than the three of them. And you know, with they all have, you know, three kind of different circumstances with the three of them and how they play and stuff. And they're just fantastic kids. And, you know, you can thank their parents for how they raised them because there's three incredible young men right there.
Absolutely. We're coming in here with New Knoxville and a team that's going to play hard. They're going to be a little bit like a Bremen, you know, probably not as athletic, but they're going to play with that intensity and they're going to play hard.
Get after it.
Yeah. And it's a team that if senior night playing at home, man, we sure want to get this one coming in tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people keep wanting to talk about Tuesday night, but we're more worried about sending those three seniors out with a win and getting a 13 and getting another MAC win. And you're right, they're going to play hard. And I think that, you know, and Patrick will agree to you on this. And I think that we're better than Knoxville, but when you allow a team, the longer you allow a team to hang around in a game, the more trouble they're going to cause you. So we want to be able to come out Friday night and just play like we're capable of playing and leave no doubt. You know, I thought Saturday was a good bounce back win for us after what happened at Minster Friday night, where we played well the whole time, where we got up big and we didn't let McComb back in it at all. I mean, we just kept pouring it on and pouring it on. Then we had a couple good days of practice off of that. So I'm looking forward to it. I know our three seniors will be all fired up. And, you know, we've got a group of kids that aren't going to want to let those kids down either. So I expect a lot of energy Friday night.
So your first year, Coach, I mean, this is your first year in the MAC. You kind of knew what was coming up, you know, being at Versailles. But how'd you feel about your first year? I think you guys did a really good job.
Yeah, you know, we talked to people, Coach Lind and I, when they were like, oh, you guys probably won more games than we thought you were. And Coach Lind and I were like, I thought we probably won four or five less than what we should have won just because I'm super competitive like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am. But, you know, we had some of them in the summer, and then we got a week late start because of football. And so I think there's times where we've looked really, really good, and there's times where we've looked like we might be a little confused out there. But, you know, I think from June 1st when I got them, you know, and I think the boys would admit this to you, we had and Patrick and I had a few conversations about this, about we weren't playing as hard as I wanted them to play. And I don't think you can question that anymore. I think these boys play extremely hard. Absolutely, it might not always be the prettiest. It might not be the prettiest basketball you've seen, but they're playing hard every single night. So, you know, and once you get that established, then the rest of it just kind of falls into place. And then as the years go on, you get better and better at certain things. But I couldn't have asked for a better group of kids to come into from top to bottom. I've really enjoyed these kids just as much as any other group I've ever been around.
We talked a little bit about your seniors, and Ryan Braun is a kid that has absolutely had a tremendous season. And it just seems like when you talked about him being more vocal, when you talk about him just being a senior and not wanting this thing to end, I just love his intensity and he's just been a heck of a basketball player for you.
Well, you know, I think the first weekend I had him, we were down at Dunbar and he was shooting a lot of threes. I think he might have been surprised I let him shoot so many of them, but you know, he makes them, so I think maybe that might have won me over a little bit with him. But, you know, I think Ryan likes, I don't think it's a secret that I'm a little bit intense out there on the sidelines. I think, you know, I think Ryan responds really well to that. I think he likes to be pushed. You know, he's not the only one, but you know, he takes a lot of pride in what he does. If he's playing football or basketball or no matter what he's doing, he takes a lot of pride in what he does, and he wants to make sure he does things right. You know, he's going to be out there. He's going to do things the right way.
And then your point guard hits a shot against Coldwater, and everybody loves Kate.
That was a great deal. Yeah.
I mean, they just love the kid.
The barbers don't like him so much.
So he just plays really hard, and for him to knock that shot down, what about that feel good?
It was funny because we were up at Delphus and at team camp, and he did that to Lincoln View in a summer league game, and it was almost the same reaction from the rest of the kids. They charged him and picked him up, and when I finally got to him on Friday night, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Coach, just like summer league." And he was just excited. There's not a kid that plays harder from start to finish.
He is a competitor.
At both ends of the floor, I mean, he's takes on the responsibility of guarding the other team's best player, and he usually hounds them from the second they get the ball in bounds until we get the ball back. And I mean, you know, he's become my my mother-in-law's favorite player. She's always going up and he doesn't know who she is, but he right. always goes up and talks to him after the game. They love his hair, and that was the first thing my wife said was, "Who's the kid with the hair?" I was like, that's one of the hardest working kids you'll ever meet in your life, I tell you that. So,
and then and then you turn your attention to our other senior, Trevor Vaughn, and if you don't love that kid, I mean,
I tell you what, you know, we had I heard him when he was on your guys' show, and we had a day where we were in talking with the sixth graders, and that's not an easy position to be in, to be a senior, and you start off starting, and then a freshman comes in and kind of takes over your spot, and you get some minutes here or there, but what's so great about Trevor is, and a lot of kids could go the other way with this, Trevor, when he comes in, whether it's for 20 seconds or 4 minutes, he works as hard as he possibly can. And the thing that I'll always remember about Trevor, it was the start of last week's practice. He might have went like 3 games without even really playing. And he's diving into piles for loose balls. I mean, this is a kid who could have just easily packed it in, you know, and last week he's diving on the floor for loose balls. And when he got in front of the speak to those sixth graders, I wish everybody could have heard it, because he was just talking about, you know, whether you play or not, being a part of the team and being there for your teammates. And that's what's so great about all three of those kids. They all have each other's back. You know, if Trevor's down, the other two are trying to pick him up. You know, the same way if Cade's down, the other two are trying to pick him up, and vice versa with Bronny too. They're just fantastic kids. And like I said, Trevor's a good that's a kid who I'll use as examples for as long as I coach. Like, you know, the situation that he's in, you know, no kid likes to be in that situation, but he's made the best out of it, and he's been the best teammate he could possibly be. And then, you know, if you don't have kids like that, your season can go south in a hurry. And he's been fantastic.
Ain't that the truth?
So you coach the boys' basketball program, and Brian coaches the girls' basketball program. Coach Patch is here. And how many times have you you guys fought about practice time and get the hell off the floor because your time's up? Does that happen much, or do you just like...
Patch is the boss right now. So he tells me when he wants to practice, and I go after Patch. We're one and one in head-to-head matchups, so I didn't really feel like I had any momentum to tell him what he could do and what he couldn't do. So, and then he's the all-time winningest coach in Fort Recovery, so I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. He's at the top, so I got to do what Patch says.
Well, you guys, that would be the first coach.
he's been fantastic. You know, he was great when I was at Versailles, when I got the job at Greenville, and he was still coaching. He was always very complimentary about what we were doing in Greenville. When the job came open at Fort, he was the first person I called, and we talked for probably about an hour that night about just all the boys and what to expect. So he's always, you know, had an open phone line for me to talk to him anytime I wanted to. And that's great when the two staff can get along together. You know, that just makes everything better.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what now. To me, this team's kind of taking on their coach, you know, the way you coach. I enjoy watching you. You're aggressive, and you know, you came in here and kind of said, you know, hey, I'll tell you one thing, they will play hard, and you didn't lie. I mean, those kids, they get after it and they play hard. And to me, I'm a basketball junkie, and I love watching kids get after it hard. And man, you've done a great job with them this year.
Well, I appreciate that. I tell the kids, you know, we had a talk after the Mississinawall game, and I talked about how I know my style can wear on you sometimes because basketball is a long season, but, you know, we try to have just as much fun. You know, we try to keep things as loose as we possibly can at other times too. So I've always felt that that's one of my strengths is, like, you know, if you can be that way and have some personal relationships with the kids, if, you know, if they feel like you connect to them in that sort of way, then when you turn on the hardness a little bit, they respond well to it, you know, and they want to play for you because they know that you respect them just as much as people, not just as players. And like I said, I tell the kids too, you got to have a short memory. If I yell at you, I forget about it 4 seconds after it's over with, you know what I mean? I'm moving on to the next thing, and they learn that after about 2 weeks of it, you know, or after a timeout, they move on from it. And then if if you ever see us before games, we're all usually Coach Lynn too. We've all
eating popcorn.
Kinda, eating popcorn. Watching Coach Lynn eat about 3 pieces of pizza before the game, and we're all getting along. And I tell you what, it's a sports show, and you guys are all here. We had this heated discussion today. Coach Lynn and I were not winning it because we were outnumbered, but Petey comes up to me, and Trevor's in this conversation, and they were like, we'll take LeBron and Westbrook and KD, and then I don't even know who else they had, and they're like, well, you guys take who you got from the 80s, and Coach Lynn and I were like, it's Jordan and Magic and Bird, and we took Olajuwon and Karl Malone. I was like, we'll beat you any day. And then they were like, that's not good. So I sent him a video tonight when I got home. I said, Bird scored 47 one night just using his left hand. I said, LeBron's not doing that.
Well,
we had an argument for about 5 minutes today about that. So
that's good stuff.
I'm going to say I'm with you for sure. I thought their team wouldn't be pretty good.
They're fantastic kids. And the other thing I will say, and I haven't got a chance to say it, is Cade's mom, Jody, has been our team mom, and she has organized team breakfasts, and she's got senior night. We're having a meal after the game on Friday. And she is, her and all the other parents, the senior parents, and all the other parents who've brought food and stuff to all of our away games and stuff. It's fantastic. I know our kids appreciate the crap out of that. And it's not knowing a lot of people, Jody stepped up and took control of that. And I can't thank her enough with that. And then, like I said, Trevor's mom and Ryan's mom have been up with that too. So, and all the other kids' parents have brought food and had people over for breakfast. So it's been amazing. So,
you know,
I definitely stepped into a very lucky situation. I feel truly blessed to be here.
The scorekeeper and the announcer hasn't never been invited to any of them. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that. In the past, we've always been to all them things. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it, Coach.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you ever even knew it happened.
No problem.
Well, the only complaint I will have is, we've all talked about this before, is that every time, whether I was in Versailles or at Greenville, I'd come up here and I couldn't get a call. Then I come up here, I'm the coach, and I can't get a call. I don't know. I don't know what it is. They just think I'm still coaching at Greenville or something.
Oh, you're right, dude.
I'm not sure.
That's after been the case Friday, for 50 years.
After Friday night's game, and we ain't going to talk about the game at all, but we went to the corner cafe, and it was me and Fee and the referees from the game, and they were talking about it was like third quarter, and things wasn't going very good, and one of the referees walked by you and you said, give me a full timeout. Not that it's going to do me any good.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but give me a timeout.
And they were laughing. Sometimes you have games like that, don't you?
Yeah, but you know what? Like I said, with these kids, they came out on a long bus ride the next day, and they responded well. Like I said, you know, I talked about it on the radio Saturday. You can get up big and then kind of play kind of shaky the rest of the way, and then you only end up winning by like 10, and then it doesn't feel as good as a win as it probably should have. But we just kept pouring it on and pouring it on, and everybody who got in made contributions, and And it was a good win for us to know that we could do something like that. And kind of looking forward a little bit, you know, that Macomb team beat Liberty Benton and only lost to Van Buren by 4. I mean, I know there's different situations and different things, but sure. It's kind of something that our kids can kind of hang their hat Absolutely. On a little bit to know that it's out there for us
Fire them up
to
a little
go
bit. Yeah.
for a couple weeks in this tournament. So that's our goal. I mean, we're going to take care of business Friday night. That's the most important thing. But our next goal after that is to be playing OG in the district final.
I love it, go. Coach. Hey, thanks go, for buddy. Calling in, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, Coach.
Hey, good luck to Patch on Saturday, and good luck to the swimmers tomorrow.
Amen, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Coach Mike Bayshore, your Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with New Knoxville can be purchased tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Friday pre-sale tickets can be purchased for the boys' New Knoxville game from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Save yourself some time and money and buy your tickets ahead of time. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7. And there will be no pre-sale tickets for the girls' tournament game on Saturday at Allen East versus Ada, so you'll need to get to the game early to get in line to get your tickets. Tickets at the door will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and it will not be a split session. Also, next Tuesday's boys' tournament game versus Liberty Benton at Elida also will not have pre-sale tickets.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
How old is he?
Head banging wide open.
Yeah, how old's Coach Matt?
I think he's, what, 33,
4? I was thinking early 30s. Yeah. Oh, he's too young for this.
Too young for that.
Oh, I thought he's 40.
He might, no.
I'm 41.
No, he's a pup.
No, wait a minute. He said he's been coaching for 12 years, so he's got to be older than 31.
Yeah, but if you start coaching young.
At 19?
I started coaching at 19.
Right. Not very good
school.
Either.
Right off high school.
I mean, I'm just saying. A lot of people were down on you.
A little disappointing when you were 19.
Yeah, but then he got good, and then we hired him here.
Yeah, well,
that's still
for jury's out. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the answer to the question,
yes,
is Olivia.
She was your souvenir.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a pretty good souvenir.
Good
souvenir.
Hey, that was my guess.
That's right.
Good one, Neil.
We're back here with Coach Patch, and thank Coach Bish Force for taking the time to come up or actually call in and talk to us. I mean, pretty boring two guys to talk to, but my God, he did it.
We did it, anyhow.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, you gotta fight your way through sometimes, Pop.
Coach, we got some minutes here, and I want to know, when you look at a game at Minster, and Courtney Pringer's out, and Kai Wendell's out. Now, Courtney averages about, she's going to Xavier, she's, you know, time. But in that, the program that they have, that their team, and what they bring in behind her, it's a loss. But that, I am not scared to play Minster.
Oh, absolutely. If we have an opportunity to play him in a district,
I know, I'm looking ahead. I got to put them in. But
I mean, I'm not going to be scared either. Matter of fact, I like our matchup with them. I think we match up well with them, and you know, I think you know, a lot of their success has been, you know, inside on things, and I think Val and Liv and Grace do a pretty good job of guarding them.
Yeah.
So you know, I think we kind of maybe take away some of those strengths a little bit, and I think, you know, really our strengths probably our perimeter game, and I think that might be a little of their weakness. So you know, as far as that goes,
going in, you have to feel, I mean, like, since we played them, you know, nose to nose, that's got to make you feel pretty good when you go down the road and have to play them again. But in the direct opposite of that, when you're with the boys, you took a couple slaughters and damn near beat those teams down the road in the tournament. I remember playing a Knoxville team that was unbelievably good, a New Bremen team that was unbelievably good. Did you just, you know, say, hey, we got nothing to worry about, it's, you know, we're not expected to do anything, let's just go get them? Well, you have a game like that?
Well, when you get beat kind of from those regards, I mean, it's, when you're in tournament, you know, we've kind of always taken the approach of anything goes. Mm-hmm. And so we game plan a little different tournament than what we do in the regular season. And then also from the standpoint of when you get beat bad, I mean, what else are you out? And part of it is, too, is we tried some different things out in that Minster game. You know, it wasn't a MAC title on the line, you know, from that standpoint. And so we tried a few things out a little different just to see what would work and what wouldn't work. And so that way we have a better idea when we go into
kind of learn
game,
a little
hopefully,
bit.
Yeah. So hopefully we have a better idea when we go into that game. We have an understanding of what was successful and what wasn't. So.
And then the opposite happens with a team like St. Henry, a team that we absolutely dominated here. But that was probably their worst game of the year and one of our best. And if we play them again in the district, which we, you know, could happen, that will not be an easy game. That'll be a tough fight.
No, it won't. But also, I mean, you look at the second half, was we played well. The first half, we weren't very good. But in the second half, we played really well, and we kind of, you know, made them turn the ball over at a high rate, and, you know, that led to some buckets. But, you know, like I said before, when you get in tournament, I mean, you can't overlook anyone, you know, because one loss and you're out. And so,
yep.
Like I said, we've done it long enough to know not to be looking forward to, you know, looking ahead. And, you know, the whole point that we've been talking right now with the kids has all been about Ada. We haven't been talking about anything else.
Nothing
and
else.
So, you know, that will stay our focus. So,
and you got to go in there with, you know, we got six games, eight games to play. Let's just play our A game, you know. And I think if you bring your A game out there, take our chances with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, Minster, at one, for the most part, was number one in the state until Vercells beat them. And, you know, like I say, we go head-to-head with them. And, you know, probably outside of them, you know, they're probably, I still think, one of the best teams in the state. And so we know that we can play with them. And this summer we played with Waterford and beat them. And, you know, they'll probably come out of one of the brackets and go to state. You know, they, I think, made state champs last year, the last couple of years. And so we played with them this summer. And so, you know, like I said, if we can get there, you know, I like our chances with our team, but with the team we have and the makeup of everything, we just got to get Kai healthy and ready to go and see from there. So,
yep. Nobody's listening, and just tell us, just like nobody's listening, have you ever just went over and swam in Bupp's pool without knowing it?
Maybe a few times.
Because, you know, it's there.
Might as well.
They're going on vacation most
like
of the
every
time.
Other week.
Yeah, so there's the pool, and it's heated, and it's nice.
It's got a filter.
So and your kids are hellions.
Right.
They run around like
that's
they're
right. We jumped the Great Wall and we just
went over the wall.
The Great Wall.
You did. You walked.
I climbed.
You climbed over.
Stepped over.
Yeah, he stepped over. That's exactly right. Well, we got. It's an exciting time for us, and you know, once again, Coach, you brought a program. You know, we me and you always put our predictions out before the season, and I said we'd win 15, and you said you'd be disappointed if we didn't win 18, and we go back and forth. Once again, it was a hell of a season, regular season, and 17-5, and our kids are ready for tournament, and who knows? I mean, I like where we're at, and talk a little bit about your feelings as we start the second season.
Well, like I said, I mean, I really like our team, and you know, their focus was really good. I think, like I said, having those three seniors, I think they understand the importance of preparation and focus and being prepared. And so we've had two really good practices. We actually gave them Monday off since we had played Saturday and gave them Sunday and Monday off, so they had 2 days in a row off and kind of get a little refreshed. And, you know, we've had two really good practices the last 2 days. And, you know, coming into it, like I said, I just like kind of our mentality of where we're at right now. And I think the biggest thing for us is, like I said, is just keeping our focus and keeping our energy up. And if we can do those things, then, you know, I like the potential of the team. So
sky's the limit.
That's exactly right. Now, before we let you go, you got we talked a little bit about your neighbor's girls and all these kids that you and your wife are close to, that the swim team, and how dang proud are you of them girls that are going to state this weekend to battle at Canton?
Well, it's something that, you know, they will never forget. You know, I still recall in 2010 when we went to the regional finals. And
don't make us cry again.
And, you know, all the stuff that we experienced with our kids and our team and, you know, our young, you know, well, now our old kids, but they were young at the time with Olivia and Daniel. You know, they still talk about that stuff, you know, what we had a chance to experience as a family. And, you know, we weren't fortunate enough to make it to state. So hopefully, you know, these girls and Coach Bupp will, even though it's a big moment, but hopefully they take time to enjoy the moment and realize what they accomplished and, you know, really feel good about themselves and go down there and don't feel like, I guess, the weight of the world's on them, but just relax and enjoy yourself and just think about it as another meet. And because you never know, you know, for the younger kids that are still there, you know, you never know if you have a chance to go back or not. And so, enjoy it while you can, and you know, enjoy much of it as much as you can. You know, tomorrow, hopefully, like say you talked about doing something for them at school. You know, those are things that, you know, I know for me personally as a coach, those are things I'll never forget.
Neatest thing ever.
Yeah, going through the hallways with the kids, and you know, them high-fiving you and playing the pep bands and the assemblies that we had and things like that. You know, besides the game and all that other stuff, I mean, that was the stuff that I enjoyed probably the most and things that I'll never forget. So,
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to come up here, and I know you're a busy fella, and I'm ready to go, buddy. Saturday's going to be fun, and let's
get a big win, and
let's make some more memories, right?
Keep it going.
Absolutely, and good luck to these young ladies here this weekend. And
they smell good. It's the best this office has ever smelled.
There's no doubt.
I think
that
you're right. Well, except for a couple of weeks ago when we had them in here.
Yeah.
No, they smell better tonight.
Oh.
Who's the new one here?
Well, they probably just came straight from religion. Maybe they skipped religion last time.
Paige is here. She wasn't here before.
Yeah.
So I bet. Oh, hey.
Oh, no, no, no. Paige, no.
Paige stinks. Paige stinky.
Hey.
Huh? What? Huh?
You have to ask your basketball teammates about that.
Mike Bayshore, 44.
Is he? No, he's not 44.
He just texted me, and he said he wants to hear some Poison, Chuck. So
he's not 44.
I'm just saying.
There's no way.
We'll be right back with Mindy Bupp and state qualifying swimmers right after this.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late?
Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
The Friends of St. Joe Church are currently holding an 11-gun gun raffle. Tickets cost $20 each and can be purchased from any member of the Friends of St. Joe Church or by contacting Tom Sidoff at 419-852-7111. Only 500 tickets will be sold, so get yours before they are gone. The ticket drawing will be held on April 8th, 2018, during a hunter's gathering at Sandorell Hall next to St. Joe Church. All proceeds will benefit the restoration of St. Joe's beautiful parish. To keep up to date with the raffle, hunter's gathering, and all the restorations of the church, be sure to like the Friends of St. Joe Church Facebook page. Thanks for everyone's support, and may God bless you in all your endeavors.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Boars Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Boars Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Starting Monday, March the 12th.
The Fort Recovery boys basketball team will be having its senior night on Friday, February 23rd, following the JV game, which starts at 6 o'clock. Three boys players, Cade Wendell, Trevor Vaughn, and Ryan Braun, as well as two senior cheerleaders, Kristen Keller and Carissa Evers, will be honored for their many years with the program. Make sure that you stop on down to the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Friday, February 23rd, to watch these fine seniors one last time on their home court.
Groundbreaking kids right here.
That's exactly right. History making.
Groundbreaking team, because that's what it's about. And we got five of the best that this school's ever had to offer.
Absolutely.
And we got the head coach of the Lady Swimmers, and that's Mindy Bupp. And Mindy, we talked here last week, and we said if we make it through, we're coming back up. And Coach, congratulations.
Great job, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back up here.
Yeah, and I know you guys want to get out of here. Big day, and you know, you got to be a butterfly. You going to sleep good tonight?
I think I'll sleep pretty well. I don't know if they will or not.
Well, you're old. We all.
It don't take us much.
Yeah, but we go right to sleep.
Is she younger than you, Bob?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of bit. Fine.
Maybe.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about last Friday. And I know we was following you on Twitter. And when you put that up and you thought, there's a chance that three of them can go, and we felt real good about Marty over there, and everything came into fruition.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. We've been nervous all day, and you're looking at all those other districts, and waiting for their results to come in, and it's so nice because everyone has all these electronics now and everything's so, you know, immediate, you get the results. But you know, you're waiting, okay, 4:45 or 5:15, the first race is supposed to start for the last meet to know whether we can get in. And when we started figuring it all out and we came out that we were going to be 24th out of 24 in that first 200 medley relay, Kathy and I were like, refigure. Refigure. And we're like, we did it. So then that was like this huge sense of relief. And like then the rest of the meet just like flew by and it was fantastic. And we had great swims. And, you know, it was just a great day all around. It just clicked. Awesome. Yeah.
It just absolutely clicked. And one of the reasons it's clicked is because, first of all, you guys as coaches got them that sense of security, got them sense of feeling good about themselves. And then as themselves, they just went out and performed.
Well, yeah, and I think once they realize they did it in the first time, it's kind of like, okay, now let's do it more. We don't want to just go swim one event, for goodness sakes. We're going to go swim
Might
lunch.
As well do more now.
Sure.
So you had to order some stuff for state because, is that right, or is this the, is all your teams the same?
They're the same. Sectionals, we swam one set of relays, and then we changed maybe one of the relays. I moved in and out one swimmer, but that was about it. They've been pretty solid. This has been kind of that core group of relay.
So, men, when the relay team's going, mm-hmm. and you're watching the clock and the times, and when one girl gets done, you guys all just kind of keep watching the clock and know.
Well, yeah, because their splits.
What we
come
gotta
up.
Have, you know, about what you gotta have.
Yeah, because their splits come up, so we know exactly how fast they swam their leg, and so we know what we kind of want them to swim to drop that time. So yeah, there's Kathy and I grabbing each other's arms.
See,
and,
like,
oh my
working.
Gosh, this one's better.
Working.
That's better
this
than it's supposed to be. That's better. So we're like, you know,
I can see now why the coaches are wearing long sleeve jackets tonight.
Yeah, we have marks up and down our arms.
We're
holding on to each other.
I love it.
That's good stuff. So who did you? Did relays run first or last? How'd that work? Did Cassie run?
No, they're all in between. The very first event's a relay, then Cassie slammed her 50 free, and then there was another relay. And I mean, we had some individual performances in there in between, but yeah, it goes that way.
Okay, so Cass, grab the mic there. Let's talk a little bit about you, about your performance. You've had high expectations since you was a freshman, and the sky's the limit for you. And here you are in the regionals, or your district, I guess they call it. So you're getting ready to swim this 50. And when you got out of there, did you know you had a good time? Did you know you swam well?
Yeah, I had a really good start, so I already knew. I'm like, yeah, I'm swimming a 24. It's going to be a good one. Yeah. And then I had a really good turn, too, so I kind of knew that it was going to be one of my best
times.
Things
are going good.
Yeah.
So you get out of the pool, are you like, yes? Or are you kind of, are you yeah. cocky like
no.
your brother? Or?
No. No, I don't know. I guess I just hit the wall and looked at my time, and yeah, I was really happy.
Absolutely. And then, so you get done, and then it's relay time, right? And our first one to go off was who? Our first relay team.
Alexis is the lead off in the 200 free relay.
And yeah. your time off was?
25.7 maybe.
So were we happy? Was you happy with your first leg?
Yeah. That's her fastest time she's ever swam the 50 free in as an individual, not as a split.
Wow.
So
you guys were jacked. I love it.
So how many girls broke their own personal record in their legs?
Sophie swam her best split by 25.5. She'd never gone under 26 until that day.
Wow.
And then Cassie's, I would have
my
to look.
My split was a 24.07.
Yeah, so she, and she's
something.
Just swam. I had to swim a 25.5, so... or 24.5, so she was down. So yeah, we were really excited, and you know, Paige came out and swam her very consistent. She's so good at that consistent 50 free for us as a freshman. I mean, when you want, you know, what you want out of your freshman is if you can get consistency out of your freshman, that's fantastic.
Right. And you got two of them.
Yeah.
So. Look at this one smile. What about it? I bet Pappy was pretty proud there, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably.
I bet he was too, because I we know Boos, and
yeah,
I'm sure he was fired up. So then we're all done. Right, we're all done swimming. Are we? Is there tears of joy, or is it Kathy?
She was the first one. Mindy started crying right away.
Mindy, no.
Because you knew it.
We saw Mindy and my mom crying before we swam our second relay. And they didn't tell us we were in state yet. So when we saw them crying, we were like, oh my God.
We're in.
Yeah, so you should have thought, ooh, maybe we're not.
they knew better. Let's secure another relay.
There's a happy crying and there's a sad crying.
You can tell
a little
on Denver.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So we go to the, now let me see if I, let me put my glasses on, okay? Because we're going to Cannes tomorrow.
Yes.
Betcha. Yep.
And we are going to the C.T. Brannon,
Natatorium.
Natatorium in Canton, Ohio. And to start the thing off, we're going to walk through this school tomorrow and have all these little rugrats. And if that ain't goose bumpers, I mean, that,
girls, that is,
that's going to be awesome, man.
That is so neat.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have my son do it a long time ago, and I went up there and watched, and I'm just goosebumped up wide open. I can't imagine being the kids, because the little kids just, they absolutely idolize you. And it was so neat. Cody got all these letters from the kids saying good luck, you know, and I'm sure you guys probably will get it too. It's just neat. It's just so awesome. But it's just something that you guys deserve. You know, you've worked your butts off so hard, and that's the kind of stuff, take it in. It's so awesome. It is just so awesome for you, and you guys really deserve it. And you guys have broke the ground for our swim team. I mean, it's just something that's just fabulous. It's just unbelievable how neat it is, and how proud we are of you.
And I think one of the things about the swim team is that kind of anybody can do it. It is nice to have long and lean, but you don't have to be.
I couldn't do it, Neil.
Well, I think you could.
No, absolutely not.
You could win the floating championship of the world.
I can't do nothing. I'm a loser. You know, our 400 freestyle team set the school record 3 minutes and 41 seconds, and we're seated 14th.
Yep.
So that's pretty impressive. Now, how many teams that are up there have absolutely a half-hour drive to their pools?
Probably none of them.
That's exactly right. And how many of them, it takes a special kid to do what you guys are doing. I don't know if you realize it yet or not, but to put this kind of time in, and Mindy knows how I feel about what she's done in this program, but to be where you guys are at and to do what you've done, it's got to be, you guys don't have any idea how awesome it is and how proud our town is of you girls. You know that? And I don't care how we do. I don't care how it goes tomorrow.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's a hero's welcome.
It doesn't matter. It's unbelievable what you've done.
But we wouldn't mind if you brought a gigantic trophy back.
Yeah, great. Why not? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to these girls some more. We're going to talk to some of these freshmen, too, because they need to get on the radio.
Absolutely. Got to get used to this.
Absolutely.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up this week. On Thursday, the Indian swim team will make their first ever appearance in the state preliminaries in Canton at 5 o'clock. The teams, with Sophie Timmerman, Ava Bupp, Alexis Bupp, Paige Fortkamp, and Cassie Martin, will compete in 4 events. The 200 freestyle relay, 200 medley relay, 400 freestyle relay, and Cassie Martin will compete individually in the 50 freestyle. If they qualify for the finals in any of those events, those will take place on Friday at 5 p.m. in Canton. On Friday night, the Indians boys will host New Knoxville in their final game of the regular season, and it's senior night for the boys and the cheerleaders. As of now, there will be no radio stations covering that game. On Saturday, the girls begin their tournament run. They'll play Ada at Allen East at 8 p.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Swim team in Canton for the state meet on Thursday at 5, and then again on Friday if they qualify in any of their events. End of the regular season for the boys on Friday night as they host New Knoxville on senior night. And the beginning of the tournament for the girls on Saturday night at 8 o'clock as they'll play Ada at Allen East. Get to these events this week to support our girls and boys Indians teams. They appreciate your support. Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with New Knoxville can be purchased tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Friday presale tickets can be purchased for the boys' New Knoxville game from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Save yourself some time and money and buy your tickets ahead of time. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7. And there will be no presale tickets for the girls' tournament game on Saturday at Allen East versus Ada, so you'll need to get to the game early to get in line to get your tickets. Tickets at the door will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and it will not be a split session. Also, next Tuesday's boys' tournament game versus Liberty Benton at Elida also will not have presale tickets.
Turn it up so they can hear it up here. Can you do that? Neil loves Michael Jackson.
It's good sound effects in there. Wow.
I'm about ready to get up and dance.
It'll be a while.
Paid quite a lot.
We'll pay money to see it.
Paid time. I'm going to punch you in the nose. We're back here, Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
I am Bob Stogler. We are Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee on Wednesday night, 9:20. We got a group of girls here and a couple coaches that
got some champions
that we're
here.
Dang proud of. And tomorrow they're going to go to Canton and they're going to battle and represent Fort Recovery at the state swim meet. And we're proud of them. We got a couple freshmen here we're going to talk to a little bit. And Paige Fort Camp and Ava Bupp. And girls, let's talk a little bit about your experience. Can you believe where you're at? And this is amazing that you're freshmen and you're going to state.
I never expected to get this far. It's pretty awesome.
Amy, you gotta be proud of Big Sis.
Yeah. Maybe. She's doing pretty good.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
So you guys ever go in the pool and say, I'll race you for $5?
No, it's definitely competitive, though. Like, I was swimming, I look over at her, I'm like, oh, gotta go faster. It drives her nuts.
Has she ever beat you?
I don't think so,
no.
Actually.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm back. That's right.
She has that one race she can beat you in, but I don't know.
I think she could beat me in distance races, maybe, but I still think I ever beat in sprints.
Yeah. You can definitely out sprint me.
Bubba, you're a clone of your big sis, you know, and you both excel at volleyball, you both excel at swimming,
mm-hmm.
and you both, thank God, look like your mom. I mean, that's the biggest trait
that's
right
big.
There.
That's just mean.
Only to Boos and Heath.
Yeah.
Is he listening?
He deserves it.
Probably.
I bet he is.
It's in the archives, so he'll get to hear it tomorrow.
I've got tons of texts wishing you guys good luck here, and Coach Bayshore says good luck.
Thank you.
Perry Hall, good luck. Dave Kalp, of course, Kalp, he's always chiming in. But,
yep.
Yeah, you know, and the whole town is rooting for you. And this other girl here, this Paige Fort Camp girl, you know,
girl.
She's an interesting one because she is one hell of an athlete. She was torn between basketball and swimming, and swimming was never a doubt because of your love for swim. I mean, it's just you've been brought up to and with your mom and you've always been a hell of a swimmer, and you decide to play basketball too, and Coach Patch and you know and you guys worked out a deal where you could do both, and you know. It's really something, you know, for you to be able to be where you're at. And you've had a great basketball season, and your swim has been even better. And talk a little bit about what it's been and a lot of work.
Well, it's been an awesome experience.
And she just broke our mic, so I think Fort Camp Backo does sponsor Fort Recovery Radio. So that sponsorship will be going up.
Gotta get a little more expensive.
No, it won't.
Well, it's been an amazing experience, and the coach, I wouldn't be able to do this without my coaches and them having the flexibility.
Mindy's gonna cry again. She just
Yeah, and so I just want to thank them for all their flexibility with the scheduling and all that stuff. So
you talk about you on Saturday at Bowling Green, and was you nervous?
No. Yeah, we were all pretty nervous about that, just because it'd be our, pretty much, it's just an experience of a lifetime to be able to go there even, and to make it on the state, it's just even better, so.
We'll get her.
She's good.
Yeah, we're good. I work with your mom, and I've been, there you go.
Up with her, so.
There you go. Now that way. Bend her down.
Well, work perfect. I work with your mom, and you know, I love your mom, and she's just a class act at Cooper's, and she is pretty darn proud of her pager.
I bet too.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, she's definitely very proud of me, and I appreciate that.
And she's pretty competitive.
Yeah.
She is very competitive, and you know, congratulations, you two, man, we're really rooting for you guys, and I got a feeling you're probably going to be back here in the next 4 years a couple times.
Hopefully.
That's my thought.
I think you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Mindy, talk a little bit about your assistant coach and what she means to you and how you can.
Well, she's been tremendous, and she's been with, you know, this program and this whole deal from the beginning, back, you know, a year before they were freshmen, so it would have been 5 years ago. I said, you know, well, somebody's got to take over the program, and would you help me do that? And she said, absolutely. And so, you know, I think that she's kind of told me this is going to be her last year. So it's kind of bittersweet that, you know, all the seniors are saying this is going to be my last practice or my last swim meet. But I'm like, well, it's going to be Kathy's, too.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's a little bit sad.
And Kathy, talk a little bit about your journey.
It's been a long journey. I'm glad I did it. I stepped when Jill decided she didn't want to coach anymore, and it didn't look like there was going to be a program, and Mindy and I were fretting because my son McKinley was on the team at the time, and I'm like, swimming has been my life since I was little, and I'm like, we got to do this, and I'm like, Mindy, I'm on board if you are, and it's been a lot of work, but it's been worth it.
And how about that little girl on your right in front of you here? What do you think of that?
I'm so incredibly proud of her. I mean, she's really, you know, stepped up her game. There's been mornings and nights that she was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I knew deep down she really wanted to. And then even the kids. I mean, I'm going to miss the kids. Even the kids that are younger, they're like, oh, I can't believe you're not going to do it. And like, it's time for me to move on. My son's out in San Diego, and so he's going to go to Kent. And I just want to be able to be free to
go
be with my kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow. It don't matter what happens tomorrow. You guys are going to do your best, and you represent us and our school. And when I say us, we're Fort Recovery.
You betcha.
And you represent us, and we're damn proud of you. And we just want to say, Coach, good luck tomorrow, and keep
the good
Twitter.
Work.
We want to keep because right, we want to keep.
Yeah, let us know. Thanks. Let us know what's going on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chuck, take us out. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee. Right after this.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence.
But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Drama Club proudly presents the Addams Family Musical. This musical will be presented on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Both times will be held at the Fort Recovery Elementary Auditoria. Tickets will be $8 at the door. So come laugh with us on Saturday, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th and watch the Fort Recovery Drama Club present the Addams Family Musical.
Hi, I am Preston Hoying, junior FFA member at Fort Recovery High School, and our 2018 FFA week is here. Our activities will be held from February 20th through February 23rd. On Tuesday the 20th, we'll be holding our tractor drive-in and green hand initiation. On Wednesday, we'll be holding our community breakfast. The food will be served from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock a.m. We'll also be participating in Food for America. On Thursday, we'll be holding our annual petting zoo, open to the public, from 9 o'clock to 2:30. On Friday, we'll be holding our truck drive-in and Ag Olympics. FFA week from February 20th to February 23rd.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.
What was that?
When I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home.
Okay. I love Timberlake.
Do you like Timberlake? The song?
Yeah.
When we in our zone.
I got that sunshine in my pocket.
I don't like any of his songs, but I like him.
What? Can you do that?
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
This one's
okay,
up.
But I...
Phone blown up?
I don't know. JT started when I was a kid.
P-Dog.
P what?
We're not sure what P-Dog Calvary doing.
They're unbelievable. Perry Hall can't even put into words how proud he is of those five girls. Good luck tomorrow, and he wish he could be there. And Perry Hall,
he was he's a starter. He was one of the starters of the dang thing. Absolutely.
Yes, he's like the pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He set the mark for him.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty proud of him, but I can't imagine how he feels.
Yeah, he's part of that. That's awesome.
That's right.
That is great.
That is great stuff. Really great
stuff.
Had a great show tonight. We had all kinds of heavy hitters in here.
We're all over here with the big hitters.
And we got Chuck here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we're only waiting on one guy to call in yet.
Reese Rogers.
Where's he at? We got to text him. I'm supposed to text him.
Reese?
Oh, okay. Yep.
He's such an idiot.
Practice. Where you been, Reese? Come on.
He's not an idiot.
Reese is a moron.
No, he's not. What do you mean? Think all the stuff he's done to help you out here on this show over
Reese,
the last
Bob,
three or four,
moron.
Five, 6 months.
Reese Bob.
Okay, well.
He's in West Palm Beach, Florida, and he had Bryce Harper's autograph today.
Did he get Bryce?
And he put two Reese.
All right.
Oh, he's jacked.
Reese.
Is it to like Reese Cup?
Nope.
Reese. Turn his mic off, Fee.
Shut him down.
I don't think Fee can get...
I can't reach
him. We got Chuck here tonight. Uh-oh.
All right.
What do you think this is?
All right. Yeah, I wonder
Let me answer this one. Hey, good evening. You're on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Is this Bryce Harper?
Nope.
Nope. Let me. Can we get three guesses who this is? It's not Bryce Harper, right?
Nope.
Nope.
Is it
Joey Votto? No, he's in Arizona. No,
is it 45? Donald Trump?
Trumpy?
Nope.
Hmm. Pete, you got any guesses?
Three big hitters. There's only three guys: cool. Bryce Harper.
Trump and Reese Bob.
It's gotta be Reese Bob.
Is this Reese Rogers?
Yep.
Reese-y.
Yep.
Reese. How's Florida?
Oh man, it's hot, I'd have to say.
Warm down there, huh?
Reese, we got good news and bad news. Which one first?
Take the bad news.
The bad news is you get kicked off the baseball team.
Whoops. Voted you out. Damn.
Good news is you can stay in Florida as long as you want.
Well, that's not bad.
Hey, that ain't bad. Hey.
So, you know.
How much eligibility you got left? I bet somebody in Florida would be pretty happy to have you.
Coach Feely and Coach Kopp are in a rage right now.
You got kicked off a team because of jealousy. No infractions, just mad.
All right, tell us what you're... Now, we hate you. What was your day? Tell us what your day consisted of today.
Usually a day graphing down here is usually you wake up at... You guys will think I'm an idiot.
You are.
I wake up about 5:30.
Yep.
I leave out of the hotel room by hopefully 6 if I'm awake. So then I go. It depends. Like Monday, I did the meds. I went up to St. Lucie. Then Tuesday, I went back to the meds. And then today, I went to the Astros Nationals camp. So.
Okay, so you got Bryce Harper.
Got Bryce's.
Yeah.
So how many morons are standing there holding papers out for him to sign?
Did you get Tebow?
Yeah, I did.
Attaboy.
I got him Monday and Tuesday, so.
Whoa. You're on your game.
Why would he sign Monday and Tuesday? Did he recognize you?
Monday wasn't... It was really his first day for doing something, signing autographs, because that was the first day he reported. So Monday, that was my first time ever going to the Mets, and I had a friend there that showed me around, and I kind of started realizing what to do, and I kind of just started going around and looking at helmets, because you can see the helmets in the dugout and see what numbers, and look at the roster, and I seen 83, which that's Tebow, so... I kind of just stood there, and he came up, he grabbed his helmet, went to the cage, and signed a few autographs, and went off, so.
You got him.
I love it. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So you stand there, like, how long are you there?
I get there around 6:30, and I'm there till 3:30.
6:30 to 3:30. You have got to be burnt to a crisp if you're standing out there. You got to be lathering up in sun lotion, wide open.
Is your dad with you?
Oh, he's up in the room. I'm down in the lobby, and he's up in the room. He's dead.
You worry about it? One more hour, Dad. Reese, you're killing.
Yeah, he is worn out. Yeah, and the sun's been killing both of us. So.
Dude.
How long are you down there for, bub?
I'll be back Saturday, so.
And you're back Saturday.
I have a few more days, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. Enjoy
you got you, buddy.
So who we got on your hot list right now, the rest of the week?
Anybody else we got to get?
Tomorrow, I'm probably going back to Astros, hopefully for... I called Bregman. I didn't post this on social media, but I called Bregman in a restaurant I was being at, so I got him. So I'm probably going back to Astros over Springer.
Yep.
Let's call him up at the restaurant. And
this guy is loving it.
Hey, Reese, is the first spring training game Friday?
It's Friday.
That's what I thought. I think the Reds are playing Cleveland on Friday, so.
Awesome. Getting close, buddy.
They'll be here for you now. Get your butt back here then.
Yep. And we miss you, big man.
We got some business to take care of.
Yep.
For sure.
All right, man. Yep. Thanks for calling.
See you
later, buddy.
Yep, see you.
Reese, the program director at Fort Recovery Radio.
That's awesome.
You know he's a. You know them guys are like, I'm going to kill this kid. Give him the autograph. Get him the hell away from me.
Here, give him the damn.
I would say they probably don't. They don't know that he's an autograph collector. And
oh yes, they do.
He's there for 10 hours. They're thinking of that. But that kid's got to be done.
The Reds probably know that, but how would those other teams know that?
You can tell when you got Reese Bobs out there looking for autographs.
Okay, yep. Well, but is that...
He's a professional.
Is that a bad thing?
He is a professional.
I like it. I think it's awesome. You know, the one I autographed... I got one big one. I got Tony Alva.
Tony. Ooh, that's big.
Alva.
It is big. He was the usher at the Cleveland Cavaliers game 35 years ago.
Really? Yes.
He's an usher at the Cleveland Cavaliers game because they didn't have anybody on the team who was more famous than any of the ushers. So, yep. So I got the usher's autograph.
Rather have the usher's autograph than the players.
Billy Graham died.
Yep. Seen that.
I thought he died 20 years ago. I had no idea.
He had to be 110. Yeah.
99. His birthday was maybe in the fall, if I remember correctly.
Not one to make it to 100.
Yep. I guarantee you Rocker knows when his birthday was.
No doubt.
He knows when people died. I'm not sure he knows when their birthday
is. When they're born is?
Yep. Mm. But, yeah, he was one of those guys, man. He was
unbelievable.
Billy Graham Crusades, dude could talk.
Yep.
Yes, he could. What do they call it? The pastor to the presidents or something. They had some term. They gave him 12 different presidents he talked with and gave counsel and over some of them more than others, some of them regularly, some of them just occasionally, but
Billy's big.
Last 12 presidents. I don't think I've lived through 12 presidents. I might have.
Ooh.
It's been...
I don't know.
I'd have to go back and figure it out. that's impressive.
That is impressive.
And he's one of those people that's just... why don't you live like Billy Graham?
Yeah. Be like Billy.
Yeah. There's some pretty good things that he's done over his lifetime.
I went up to Van Buren last night. Watched Tyler Niekamp, Van Buren Knights play.
Yep.
First time I got a chance to go up and watch Tyler's coaching. And
how'd he do?
They won 43-41. They were up 19 in the third quarter. And Elmwood come back to stage a big comeback. And actually, Elmwood had a chance to win it. They got a great look at a three with 2 seconds ago. And missed it, and they win their senior night. And you know, I was the atmosphere at Van Buren was unbelievable.
Good,
yeah. I mean, I'd say there's 1,000 people there, and the kids
almost
were
recovery
fired
life?
Up. Well, the gym's not for recovery issue, but it's a nice gym. Yeah. They just redid the whole thing.
And 1,000 people on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and the girls played the same.
That's pretty good.
And, that's big. Yeah, and it was a good atmosphere. And Tyler's, I think they're 14-7 now. I'm finishing out. But I'll tell you,
how many years has he been there?
That's number one.
Oh, okay.
Well, as a head coach.
Okay.
First year head coach.
Yeah, I think this is his third or fourth year.
Third or fourth, probably.
Good for him.
But it'd be interesting for you. Liberty Benton's going to be a tough game for us. They're going to spread the floor. They're not real talented, but they're good enough to beat us.
Could beat us, yeah.
And then if we play these guys, I ain't scared of them at all.
Bring it on.
They got an athlete. They got a kid had a dunk last night. He's about 6'5", skinny post player, blocks a lot of shots. But bring him on.
Bring him on.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You getting that?
You calling Tyler out, are you?
We went out afterwards.
Sandwich. That's good.
He was down. He was down because they didn't play very well. But Tyler does a great job.
And I understand he has an assistant coach that a lot of us have.
Not too bad.
Know a little bit about.
Not too bad.
I didn't know that until Saturday.
Lee. Yeah. Mike Lee.
Lee from Minster is a good assistant coach.
I'll be there.
Well, that's where he's from.
Oh, I didn't. I don't think I knew that. But does he live there?
Yeah,
now?
He lives in Finley.
He moved. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a condo there by the golf course out on the east side.
Yep. Okay, that's good then. I was surprised when somebody said actually Jeff Vaughn said it on the broadcast last Saturday that
Mike Lee?
That Mike Lee's helping him out. And I thought, well,
that's a little experience
that's
there.
That's a pretty good pickup.
Good pickup.
I was listening to Vaughn and. Interview Marty and Pig Saturday. They did a really good job. And Fee, I was telling you, Saturday, I think you guys are going up to watch Pig.
Yeah, I'm going to go up to see Pig.
I make a whole day of it. And Charlie I sat with Charlie last night at Van Buren, and he was saying that Pig's 62 or 57 points away from 1,000.
That's unbelievable.
It is. That's a hell of a career.
That's a great career.
Yeah. And they got the final game is Saturday, senior night with Hillsdale, and it's going to be a, that'll be a good one. They always play it, and that's always a tough game. It's
always a tough game for them, yeah.
And then they got the conference tournament. So
they host that, correct?
They host that, yep. And then they're in the regional. I mean, in their region, they're second. So they're probably going to make the, even no matter what happens,
should
they're
make
probably going to make the
Elite Eight.
Well,
or not that, it's next
64,
yeah.
So
they'll probably host one there then.
Well, I don't think they'll host because Fair State's number two in the nation, and that's probably where they end up going.
That's where they go.
Ferris beat them at the buzzer.
They can beat them.
Yeah, and Finley was up two, and Sullivan was at the line shooting two with 9 seconds to go.
Ooh.
Missed both. They come down here to three and win.
Oh. And they win it.
So Finley feels good about
it. Absolutely. They got chances.
Yeah, they can very easily make a run.
Didn't they beat the Bellarmine maybe this year?
Yeah, they got a good win.
They had a huge win. I thought maybe it was them.
Bellarmine beat them last year to knock them out
in
the game before the Elite Eight. So that was a great tournament run. They got they're loaded again. And good luck to Pig. But he has a shot at 1,000. I mean, he's going to get at least three or four more games. Yeah.
And
hopefully more.
He could be one of them. I mean, he's been averaging, 10 a game, probably something like that. Yeah. So.
And Charlie had nothing but great things to say about him. You know, he said, here's a kid who he just loves him. You know, he works his butt off.
He is a hardworking kid.
He is. And
it's amazing, you feel about him as Fort Recovery. He's just pure offense. Yeah. But he is one hell of a defensive player up there. I mean, I've watched him play a couple times. He's learned how to play defense at the college level. He knows when to drop down. He knows when to get on his guy. And he does a great job.
Brandon Rogers just texted me.
Oh, yeah?
Mike Leake says hi to Reese whenever he sees him. I'm telling you, everybody knows the guy.
They know him. I'm telling you, he's a professional.
He is a professional autograph.
Professional autograph getter. Well, I'm telling you.
And just knowing Reese, I'm going to guess he's not obnoxious. He's just a nice guy.
He's goofy as hell, Neil.
I'm not sure I see it that way, but I think
I'm sure they
if
love
I was
him.
Oh absolutely
yeah why can't you love him. Reese
yeah
you gotta love him.
I know I agree with
him. He is a great kid.
Tell me how fired up he ain't down. I bet Tony's like Reese.
Oh,
that's enough. We've been here 7 hours, kid. We gotta go home. One more hour, Dad.
No wonder Dad's up in the hotel room.
He's burnt to a crisp right now, laying in bed by Dad.
He's like, I'm gonna kill that son.
Hey, it's Tony's fault. He's the one who booked the
trip.
That's exactly right. We're going to take last break, 9:45. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS Racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio starting Monday, March the 12th.
I didn't give you a very good warning on that one.
Oh, brought it out quick.
Yeah, this is my mom's hair.
Chuck's favorite. Good at this. I'd still be looking.
Chuck's a genius.
He's quick. Is.
I can't sing.
So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say.
We're in a dry out there listening right now.
No, no.
We got Bayshore trying. Turned us off, though.
It's make so sure. Hard to explain.
Bayshore didn't turn it off. He's dancing with his wife.
He is slow dancing.
He is slow dancing right now.
My wife's sound asleep snoring. My wife's got a head cold.
Uh-oh. That sucks.
No, it sucks for Bobby because when she's sleeping now.
Ooh, hammer snoring.
Yeah, you know, Chuck. And then she goes. And she always goes, I get up like it. I sleep on the couch. I get up and go on the couch, which don't bug me at all.
Yeah.
She goes, why did you go on the couch last night?
I couldn't sleep.
Because
you're rattling my head.
Because, sweetie,
was I snoring?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You snore, Spencey?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure I don't.
So,
but my cracked windows say I do.
I bet you had some pretty good sessions in there.
Might have.
Yeah. Do you snore?
Oh, yeah. When I'm drinking drunk.
Yeah.
I drink a little, I get really loud.
I do not toss and turn.
Don't you really?
No.
Ooh, I do.
I turn over 3 times a night, approximately.
I'd say that's me, too.
3 times, I go 60.
Do you really?
Oh, the backboard, wired out.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate it, dude.
Can't sleep. Now, the key to me, though, is I've been popping Benadryls.
Ew.
It's unbelievable.
Zonk you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually wake up and piss my pants, but I absolutely miss my pee.
I have no problem with that.
You don't pee your pants?
Well, I'm just saying I have no problem with you peeing your pants.
Well, I ain't in there with you.
I don't care.
Sorry, Joe.
I'm really close to adult diapers.
I was going to do that 20 years ago at the bars.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to go pee. It'd be perfect.
Hey, CW used to do that when they had the, I think it was Super Bowl party. They had the screw your neighbor.
Yeah.
And then the however many you can drink before somebody has to go to the bathroom thing. So he went in there and he cheated. He
adult diapered up.
He put the adult diapers on
nice.
Two, one on top of the other.
Bill always said that they should have, you know how some of the old urinals had the troughs?
Yeah.
Bill said that the bar should have a trough.
Oh, my God.
You just sit there and just trough.
Hook up.
Well, I'd also
have hoses to the trough. Hook up.
I'd also need a hose to the trough. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Shout out to Johan Niekamp. Johan had his gallbladder taken out.
Johan.
Oh.
But it was a little bit, it wasn't just to pop the old gallbladder out and come back. He had to, they take him down to Dayton and had to do get some stones out. And,
and all kinds of nasty.
But he's back home, got home yesterday, the day four.
I don't think I knew anything about that. That's...
He's all right. He's a wimp.
Ross wimp? I don't think... did, dude, didn't he?
Yeah, Ross got his
gizzard taken. He had his
appendix.
Appendix.
Yep.
These guys, every guys are dropping around here. What's going on, boys?
What is going on?
Legends. I didn't see about Johan's, but one of the things I put on Ross's was while they're in there, might as well just exchange
throw
the liver.
New liver.
Throw new liver in there.
Throw new liver on.
Was that on Facebook?
Yeah.
He's got a picture of him in a hospital bed.
Yep.
I got a text from Diana Ramel. Said, I started coaching when I was 17.
Diana Ramel did?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know.
And she also said, page Fort Kent plays club volleyball too. Don't know how she does it.
Yeah, she's a freak of an athlete.
That's a freaky athlete.
Well, Diana Ram, I love Diana Ram. She's great on Facebook.
She is good.
First of all, she is as close to her kids. I love it because she's always got, they're always going somewhere.
Yeah.
She's,
she takes some coaching from somewhere.
I don't think I get her stuff on Facebook.
Diana Ramel?
Yeah.
Just follow her on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't stalk her, Neil, like you do most of the people. I mean, just follow her. Just follow
her. I don't stalk everybody.
Just most of them. 64% of them.
Yeah, more like 68, but yeah.
68, right. Not too bad.
Yeah. What else we got? We got other things going on.
What else we got going on?
Tournament time. That's not bad.
What about baseball? When does baseball stuff start?
We started Monday.
This past Monday. It is going on now.
We got three practices in, and
put me in coach. I'm ready to play. Coach.
That's a good one. Looks like we might be pushing 30 players.
I mean,
24.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good freshmen coming in.
Are most of those basketball, football players that most of us already know, is that the main ones, or are there some different ones that most of us don't know about yet?
No, most of them.
We don't have too many basketball.
Ten.
What was that? Did you just have a seizure?
We lost.
What happened? You just got electrocuted.
Chuck a bust.
What happened? You had a seizure.
You all right?
It was his phone. Huh? His phone had a thing.
Was it a chill?
That's a good.
We about called the squad.
We thought we had to call the squad. Well, we got 10 basketball players we're missing yet, I think.
Huh?
But we'll get a bunch of them here this week.
Oh, JV.
JV.
Right. Who's our varsity?
Cade. Try to think who else. That could be it.
I don't see. Yeah. Probably that's. Yeah. Well, Marty? Yeah, basketball players, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, most of those guys are Ryan Post. They're all going to sit varsity probably.
Right.
Marty. Gavin Toby, I think.
Gavin play baseball?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, you're going to miss out on them kids.
Miss out on them a little bit.
I hope you miss out on them for about 3 weeks.
Or four.
Yeah.
We got whatever no problem with that.
Yeah.
We'll be dialed in by May. That's all that matters.
Well, you know, like... Marion Local's doing pretty well in basketball toward the end of the season with having to wait pretty late to get their basketball season started. So,
yep.
So that's not a bad thing.
Got no problem with that.
Can I say that?
No. Yeah.
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 I don't like Marion.
I do. I like their football coach. I like their basketball coach. I'm not sure who their baseball coach is, but I probably like him too because I know a lot of people over there, and they're pretty good people. I like those people over there.
We had a riot Friday night.
Friday night was a good cafe. It was a good session. Diggerdon and Benny Kramer.
Ben can tell some good Digger between him and Digger telling referee stories.
They tell some pretty good referee stories.
Yeah, they are. They are a piece of works. All right, well, let's get the hell out of here.
Yep. About that time. We got Friday night.
She's at work.
She's at work? I think she can work.
Loving. I won't be in bed by then.
No, you won't.
I got a busy day tomorrow.
Be waiting.
What do you got? All kinds of stuff.
He has to work for Cooper's. Cooper's is, those are slave drivers.
They're killing it.
I went in at 7:30 this morning and I didn't get off until I came up here to unlock the front door for Bubba.
No, lie.
12 hours.
Per hour?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Big hours.
Big hours.
You working tomorrow afternoon?
I am.
Are you?
Yep.
You working Saturday?
I am. I need to get out early.
Whoa. You're working Thursday afternoon and Saturday?
You act like you own the place.
That's not...
My Saturday is pretty well went to
Thursday
afternoons went to crap.
No, the rules are if you work Saturday, you don't work Thursday afternoon.
I know. I got to get that down.
That's how it's been for 35 years, 40 years, whatever it was before you got there.
I got her down at.
Don't they have the rules written down somewhere?
Should have them down somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, it's good luck to the Indians this week. Thanks for everybody that stopped up.
Great show today.
The girls, good luck to them.
Yeah, this was a really good one show. Tonight.
Yep, I agree with you.
Tournament time. Can't wait.
Thank you, Chuck, for manning the board again. Spencey, good job.
my good friend, Mr. Felix Bombs.
Yep, we'll do Bob it next week.
We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.